Bandwagon. To be or not to be, that is the question.
To be?
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. You lose £5 from your total and are forced to buy this inflatable Nicholas Parsons doll in Sale of the Fortnight. Well, that's all we've got time for. Let's see who's won. Marissa has got £8, George has £6, and the president of my fan club has £2,408. And here's Edna to describe the prizes.
Well, here's a sort of table thing with knobs and drawers and things, and it's worth £2,000, and we're selling it for £3,000. I don't know what this is, but I strained my back carrying it in. It's worth sweet FA, and you can have it for ninepence.
We interrupt this program to bring you a news flash. The Prime Minister today expressed grave concern about a large depressed area in South Wales. It was later discovered he was talking about Harry Seacombe's navel.
Do you mind? Harry Seacombe is several friends of mine.
Oh, you're always talking about your friends in show business. I'll have you know that Ronnie Corbett and Charlie Drake are a friend of mine.
Well, if that's your attitude, I am on nodding terms with Max Bygrave.
How do you mean?
Every time he comes on telly, I nod off.
Have you heard about Max's new record?
No, what?
Cunning Devil. It's not an LP, it just seems like one.
Ah, Mr. Smidgley. Well, would you come into my study?
Yes.
Sorry we had to come this way. The wife's cleaning the hall.
This is my lovely day. This is the day I shall remember, the day I'm dying.
You see, I told you so.
Wasn't that bad news about the Chinese Everest expedition?
What was that?
Half an hour after they got to the top, they had to climb it again.
Oh.
Meanwhile, in a Chinese restaurant, and I refuse to do the lobster balls joke again.
Waiter, on that table over there, is that prawn crackers?
No, sir, just a bit eccentric.
Oh.
Excuse me, is this Hello Cheeky Cradle of the Stars?
Well, loosely speaking.
Oh, good, because I'm a child prodigy.
Get off, you're 35 if you're a day.
Yeah, well, I've only been a child prodigy for 3 years. Before that, I used to work in an abattoir.
What do you do?
Well, you put these cows in the thing and you...
I mean, what's your act?
Ah, well, you see this tissue and comb?
Yes.
Well, I blow my nose and then I comb my hair.
Is that it?
No, that's the finale. Before that, I place them to my lips and I can make them sound like the whole London Symphony Orchestra. Listen.
Ah. Very impressive, but it didn't last long.
No, I'm sorry about that, but Wagner makes me spit a lot.
I don't really think that's our cup of tea. Have you tried Stars on Sunday?
Yes, found them guilty. No, they wanted me to sing Sheep May Safely Graze while strangling a rabbit, but that is against my religious principles.
Well, perhaps you'd care to go and discuss it with Dennis King.
Well, I...
When he sings Sheep May Safely Graze, it sounds like a rabbit being strangled.
Oh, right.
I don't know how these lunatics get in. There's a 17-stone doorman.
He's the worst. Came into my dressing room in a tutu and recited Albert and the Lion.
Excuse me. Hi, fans. Dennis Little Things Mean a Lot King here. that nutcase you sent over to me?
Why?
He blew his nose on a comb and shot the drummer with a humane killer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I can't say thank you. Anyway, fans, I just wanted to remind you that in 4 weeks' time, I shall be at the Albert Hall.
What are you doing?
Watching the Carpenters.
Are they doing a concert?
No, they're repairing the stage. It's all my own material, you know.
When are you going to have it made up into a suit?
What would this show be without me?
Better.
Thank you.
Before you go, Dennis, do the bits. Go on.
Oh, all right. Hello, darling.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the well-known King Lear.
Stranger than truth.
In 1934, Beresford Spit was run over by the Flying Scot and lived for 0.5 of a second.
Oh, I don't think that's funny.
Neither did he.
Home hints for the handyman, number fiddly-dee and foldy-roll.
How to make a kitchen sink.
Torpedo it.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take her down to 40 fathoms.
I shouldn't advise it, Captain.
Why not?
This is a destroyer.
And now, Count Basie.
One.
Thank you. That didn't take long, did it? Next week we'll be counting Kenny Ball, which may take a little longer.
I don't understand. Oh, yes, I do. I prefer a small band, you know.
Really?
Yeah, keeps my hair out of my eyes.
Yeah. You want to keep your hair out of your eyes?
Try
baldness. Listen to what Telly Savalas had to say. Mind you, he had a mouthful of lollipop. Yul Brynner said,
I like boldness. I once wore hair and everybody thought I was Samantha Egger.
The band of the Coldstream Guard said,
and you'll feel the same if you give your family Jimbo health salts, the togetherness drink. Give them one glass in the morning and they won't go out of the house. They'll be afraid to go out of the house.
And speaking of livers, here's a man who's lived life to the hilt. With the body of a Greek god and the mind of a pantomime horse, it's Barry Cryer.
I looked at you in Tesco's by the bacon and fats and dropped my strawberry yogurt on the floor. I followed you past frozen foods and tins for your cats. My heart was singing, amore, amore. Yes, love hit me right behind the kneecaps. Love strikes in many different ways. Love hit me right behind the kneecaps. From then on my nights were in a daze. Those eyes, those nose, those glistening tooth, those legs so few and far between. Your hair so spare, to tell you the truth, you're the most revolting girl I've ever seen. But love hit me right behind the kneecaps. My legs buckled inwards there and then. I hope and pray that some wonderful day that I'll never ever meet you again without me green steps. I'll never ever meet you again.
That song has been awarded a cardboard disc for selling 12 copies in Chingford High Street. So if anybody wants 12 copies, contact me.
Another first, chess on radio. Well, they've got the box open. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. But we'll be returning to this match later in the programme.
Up the red!
Sorry.
And now my impression of the general strike. General, what is it? Oh, how?
I was in the army, you know.
Commission?
No, straight salary.
No, I mean, did you make an officer?
Yeah, second lieutenant in the ATS, lovely girl.
No, I mean, what did you do?
I was the battery runner.
How'd you get that job?
Something they put in the tea, I think.
I thought that was supposed to make you...
Yeah, it does that as well, yeah.
Well, how did you manage with the ATS girl?
I went thirsty for a week. Hello, Cheeky's postbag, in which we survey more of your missives and epistles. And there will now be a short pause while I mop the microphone.
Here's one signed Regular Listener. It says, "Dear Hello Cheeky Drummer, I don't know your name, but stop it."
"Dear Hello Cheeky, is Tim Brooke Taylor a glove puppet? I saw him in a pub the other day and a man had his hand up the back of his jacket. On second thoughts, it could have been a friendly sailor. Yours, Claude de Vere Cole, leading stoker, retired. P.S. If it was a friendly sailor, pass my address on to him." "Dear Hello Cheeky, I wish you'd all fall down a well. Yours, a well-wisher."
Hello Cheeky's postbag next week will include a critique of our music as a pastiche of the more baroque set pieces of the 17th century by Mickey Most. It's Radio 2. Actually, it's Radio 6 and 7 eighths. And the time is Dave Lee Travis. In a minute, Jimmy Young will be here to boil an egg with his flies undone. But in the meantime, over to the London Weather Centre.
"Morning, sir. Like to buy a nice shop-soiled thunderstorm?"
"No, thank you."
"No cloud and ground frost going chill?"
"No, no. It's the wife's birthday. I was looking for a sunny interval."
"Oh, sunny interval. Where do you live, sir?"
"Harpenden, actually."
"Sorry, only sunny intervals we got today from the Outer Hebrides."
"Oh, well, could you keep it for me while I just go home and move?"
"Hello? Sorry, Mr. Noah, no deluges forecast. However, on the ark..."
"Another dry day, dear. I think I'd better put some more pitch on the bottom."
"Oh, no, and I'm not in the mood."
"I meant on the ark, dear." "Oh." "How's things with the animals?"
"Well, I'm sorry to have to tell you, dear, but we've now got 44 cats."
"Only supposed to be two."
"I know, but you know when we thought they were fighting, they weren't."
"And now back to chess on radio."
"And the game here is at a very interesting stage."
"Oh, huh.
As you can hear, the game has now resolved itself into a confrontation between the two queens."
"Watch it."
"Sorry." "I haven't thought of that. I'm back in the studio."
"And back here in the studio, we're very pleased to welcome a man with a big nose and a photograph of Janet Gaynor, who's going to give a talk entitled, 'Dennis Healy, When His Eyebrows Meet in the Middle, Will He Die? And If He Does, Will We Notice?'"
"Thank you. Dennis Healy, when his eyebrows meet in the middle, will he die? And if he does, will we notice? Thank you."
"Is that it?"
"Yes."
"We allowed 7 minutes for that."
"Oh. Would you like to have a look at my picture of Janet Gaynor?"
"Well, yes. It's lovely, but not a lot of help."
"I could give the talk again in a funny voice. Dennis Healy, when his eyebrows..."
"Oh, shut up." "Do you make a living out of this?"
"No, but it's a hobby. I make a living knocking on doors and running away."
"Oh, that doesn't sound much fun."
"No, Miss Dawes doesn't like it either."
"I see." "Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to put a record on.
Dennis Healy, when his eyebrows..."
"Oh, my God. Over to a circus."
"The Greek Elfrido will attempt 3.5 somersaults in midair." "Next week, the Great Elfrido will be attempting 3.5 somersaults in Plaster of Paris."
"And now here is a newsflash. It was announced in the House of Commons today that reports are coming in of intelligent life on the planet Venus. We're still awaiting reports of any intelligent life in the House of Commons."
Meanwhile, in the House of Commons, the Right Honourable Arvold Scrumptious, member for Rebnell and West, a strong supporter of Gay Lib, is on his feet speaking about his bill.
"He's just my bill. An ordinary guy. You'd pass him in the street and never notice him. His form and face is manly."
"Oh, what's happening? I dozed off while Chamberlain was telling us it was going to be all right at Munich."
"I see. Chap over there is a poof."
"Oh, God, give us a kiss."
"Don't be ridiculous. I'm old enough to be your mother."
"Oh."
Meanwhile, in a newspaper office, just next to a rather cruel cartoon of Jean Rook. Oh, sorry, that is Jean Rook.
"Hold the front page, hold the front page."
"Why?"
"You're spilling my chips."
"Sorry."
I say, you two, any chance of getting my chum Nemesis Twitter job on this show?
I thought he'd left show business and become a chicken farmer.
Oh, he did. Went bankrupt.
Why?
Planted 3,000 chickens and not one came up.
Oh. Did nothing come up?
Oh, yeah, a man from the RSPCA.
I've got a friend who's in oil, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he's a sardine.
I don't believe that.
Oh, very well. See this tin? Arthur?
Leave me alone. I'm squeezed in between two ravers in here.
The Right Honourable Edward Fortescue Marshallson, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-S-O-N...
That's a lot of decorations.
No, that's how you spell Marshallson.
Here is a newsflash. Oh, it does me a lot of good, that. At Buckingham Palace today, Her Majesty the Queen decorated 4 sportsmen and 2 members of the theatrical profession. While she was in the mood, she started on the royal bedroom but ran out of paint.
In retaliation, Barry Bucknell tried to declare Parliament open, but nobody took any notice of him.
Okay, Blue Eyes. I've been trailing you halfway around the world. 5 men have died, and I got you where I want you, so keep up your hands and answer me one question, and I want to know the truth. Are you the owner of the Maltese Falcon?
Yes.
What are you going to do about this mess he's made on my trilby?
I'm speaking to you from the center of Edinburgh, which, as you may know, is built in the crater of an extinct volcano. I'm speaking to you from a bed in Glasgow Infirmary. Nurse, how long will I be strapped up like this?
Until you learn to keep your hands to yourself.
Can I see the doctor?
I shouldn't think so. The lights are going and he's West Indian.
In that case, I'd like Tony Blackburn singing I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No for Frida and all the girls at the Foundry.
I'm speaking to you now from a monastery where all the monks have taken a vow of total silence. Father Abbott, can you tell me how it is you ensure all the monks keep this vow of silence?
Shut up!
I see. Well, listeners, an experience like that makes you feel like another person. So I'm going to get one. Miss Helliwell, could you undo the top?
Once more, we stop the mighty roar of London's traffic to scrape up one of the interesting people who were in town tonight.
Yes, it's nostalgia time. Do you remember In Town Tonight? Do you remember Bandwagon? Do you remember those wonderful jokes of Max Miller's? Jimmy Tarbuck does. And do you remember that wonderful show that darkened the brighter years of the war, Stuff It Up Your Gas Mask, with Ramsay MacDonald, Dame Nellie Melba, and Herman Goring as the Cockett family? Here is an excerpt for you.
Well, step my sweet coupons, Herman, my wee son. You're late home from school.
Ach, of London, there is mine, Vulton Pie. Mutter, kleine Mutter, sing us a song, or I shoot you.
Brings it all back, doesn't it? And do you know it was on that very series that the film Death in Venice was based?
Or as it was later known, Carry On Up the Canal.
The beautiful theme song from that film was recorded by the lovely Joe Gormley in an off-the-shoulder studio in Charing Cross Road. And here it is.
Waltzing with Winifred is wonderful. It fills me with delight. Yes, waltzing with Winifred is wonderful. So I do it every night. She spins and reverses and smiles at my curses each time that she stands on my toes. For a giggle one evening we waltzed down to Cheevening and she bought me a pint of the Rose and Crown there. Yes, waltzing with Winifred is wonderful. I'm totally under her spell. So I take every chance, 'cause I so love to dance, and a samba with Sydney is hell.
During that song, we had a phone call from our listener, hello Eric, who tells us that he can remember Max Miller's jokes, but he can't remember Jimmy Tarbuck.
Lucky old you, Eric.
Meanwhile, in a dentist's surgery, just next to that nasty metal thing with a hook on it.
All right, spit in this bowl. And again. And again. Well, that's watered my gladioli. What seems to be the trouble?
It's 3 months since my last confession, and since then, I've been with 2 women.
I'm a dentist.
I know, but I bit both of them.
I see. In that case, say 3 Our Fathers and spit in the bowl again. Oh, and on your way out, would you mind kissing my receptionist?
What?
I'm having an affair with her, but I've got a bit behind on my work today. Next. Oh, yes. You've got a rather nasty meanwhile in there. That'll have to come out.
Meanwhile, in the grounds of a stately home where the monkeys... Why do they always do that when you look?
Excuse me, is this a game reserve?
Yes, sir.
Could you book me a Scrabble set for Friday? Thank you.
I tell you, Wilfred, it's not a fit night out for a man nor a beast.
Why do you say that, Meg?
Well, the way you carry on, you're either one or the other. Why do you have to stay out all night anyway?
That's Squire Trebormant's orders. He'd be expecting the smugglers again.
He wouldn't get them so often if he didn't drink so much port.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Haven't you heard these last few weeks after nightfall, strange dark figures have been seen stumbling about, making peculiar noises?
Sounds like the black and white minstrels.
You're warm, Meg.
I know I am. Take your hand out of there.
Oh, sorry. Here comes the squire now.
Is that you, tree surgeon?
Aye, squire.
Who are those 2 little bald men with you? Oh, sorry, Meg. Oh. Any luck, tree surgeon?
No, squire. She told me to take my hand out of there.
No, I mean, have you seen anything?
Not a lot. She's taller than me.
What's that down there?
That's my foot.
No, down there by Nurdle Rock.
That's a boat. Listen.
It's them, tree surgeon. Meg, turn your back to the wall.
You mean turn my face to the wall?
No, I've thought of a better way to keep you occupied. Tree surgeon, run to the village and tell the excise man the smugglers are on the march.
We present the Jelly Smugglers of Penwarris.
A ridiculous production starring Joan Plowright as Darien Toms,
Harvey Smith as Joan the Wad,
Henry Cooper, Tommy Cooper, and Alice Cooper as the Beverly Sisters,
and Oliver Reed as Cornwall.
Written by Friday in time for the post.
Adapted from Rod McEwen by a sheepdog.
Produced and directed by Ken Russell in his tea break.
Ho there, serving wench. Another bumper of ale.
Certainly, Mr. Excise Man. Here, will you keep your promise to take me to London with you?
You'll see, my pretty.
I don't want to see your pretty. I just want to go to London.
Mr. Excise Man. Mr. Excise Man.
Stop calling me that. My name isn't Rodney, Roger, Algernon, Cahoon, Smythe, Smythe, Fotherington.
Hi. Well, Mr. Excise Man. The squire do tell me to tell ye there be some French smugglers landing at Penwarris Cove.
What sort of accent do you call that?
It's the best we simple people can do. We're not educated to do proper Cornish accents like you London folk.
My God, I warned them.
What?
We should have done a Foreign Legion sketch.
True.
What time is it? What, already? Already? There's not a moment to lose. Buckle on your whatnots and gird up your thingamies, men. To the cove!
Right. There is the last box, Pierre. 20,000 assorted flavored jellies. We are going to make a killing tonight. Are you sure it is safe for us to take this inland?
Maybe. I saw Francois flashing on top of the cliff.
Oh, he's such a show-off. In this weather, he'll do himself a mischief. Right. We have to meet the mysterious stranger who is buying this consignment.
Who is he?
He is known only as a phantom codpiece.
Hello!
Hello!
Pierre, shut your pasty muncher. This must be Eam.
Hello, my name's Eam.
Hello. What are you doing here?
Just passing through on my way to another program. All the best with the jelly smuggling thing.
Why did you do that?
He knew too much. Quiet. What's that on the cliff? Is it a light?
It's either that or a lager. I can't see from here.
No, it's somebody watching us.
Surgeon, my spies told me the smugglers would land at Traherne Bay. Another thing, why wouldn't the men from the village come with us?
Between you and I, it's the squire, sir. He's filled their heads with strange tales of creatures not human who do come out at night to create mischief for God-fearing folk.
Piskies?
I've not a drop all day, sir.
Right. Here's the plan. Meg, you surround the squire.
All right.
Tresurgeon, you go down and arrest the smugglers, and I'll stay up here and panic.
Not so fast, my friends.
Why not?
We're missing the jokes at the back. Oh. I am the Phantom Codpiece.
Wait a minute. I recognize that voice.
Well, I can only do two, and you've had them both in this show.
It's Squire Trebormont.
Damn you, you win.
Drop that pistol, Trebormont. Under this cloak, I have a loaded waistcoat.
All right.
Just a moment, Mr. Exciseman.
It's Rodney Roger.
Shut up. Drop that waistcoat. I have you covered with a loaded pair of long johns.
So, the king of the jelly smugglers, eh?
Now you have discovered our plan. We have abandoned the idea of smuggling our garlic-flavored jelly into England.
Really? Well, what's that wobbling in your trousers?
That is a perfectly innocent blancmange I carry for my own purposes.
Another dream shattered.
You will come with us in the boat and conveniently disappear at sea.
Just a moment, froggy chappy. Drop those long johns. I'm covering you with this loaded sock.
Who are you?
My name is Eam.
We have already killed you.
Try and finish the film without me.
Carry on.
Just a moment.
Ho, ho, ho.
Everybody drop everything. I didn't mean that, Meg. Oh, carry on. Oh.
Who are you?
I am the controller of programs. If you don't finish this rubbish in 10 seconds, you'll all finish up as guests on the JY show.
The end.
That was Hello Cheeky with Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer and John Duncan. Music by the Dennis King Trio. The script was by Barry Cryer and John Duncan, and the programme was produced by David Hatch and Bob Oliver Rogers.